Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Brooklyn Boys. Podcast.
Getting Sliced reactions.
What's on your mind?
This podcast all depends on you. Baby.
And your name doesn't have to be one. It's Slice Time.
Yeah, and it is Slice Time for Brooklyn Boys, episode number 290.
Excellent.
I like it. Yeah. Wow, we got a lot of feedback this week, Brody. I can tell you right now, I'm looking, we got quite a few pages to push
through.
Well,
this is in reference to the episode where I came over your place to pack up the shirts.
Right, but there's still some leftovers from Stop, Don't Touch My Bush.
Oh, a classic, 289.
289. An instant classic. So, yeah, if basically you listen to the iHeartRadio app, you have an option to leave us a feedback, a talk back, by clicking the microphone. And you have the privilege of leaving 30 seconds of audio for us. So, some of
for
you decide...
in some cases, 4 times 30 seconds.
Yeah, right, which will, I'm sure, right out of the chute, I could see a few of these are like 3-4 parters. Can't wait for the 5-parter one.
Red sauce Italian. Scary. Is that one of your ex-girlfriends, Nate? Sounds like somebody you date. Maybe not as a first quarter scary, not a second quarter scary, a fourth quarter scary. Definitely somebody you date. Little boys.
Red sauce Italian. Basically, he's making a joke.
Did we miss something there?
Well, he's saying red, because I call restaurants red. Some of them are red sauce Italians, basically.
Oh, yeah. Southern Italian.
It speaks for the right? Southern Italian restaurants that are heavy on red sauce. Classic things that most people, when they think Italian food, like, you know, with like pasta,
spaghetti,
meatballs.
Stuff they don't sell in Italy. But if there's red sauce on pasta, it tends to be the South. When you go to a Northern Italian restaurant,
you don't get
a lot
that.
Of seafood.
Right. Northern Italian restaurants. Very little red sauce. They have, you know, so that,
you
that
go
that's
into
my
another Italian restaurant. You're like, where's my chicken palm? That we don't sell the chicken palm here.
I'm willing to bet 99% of the slices go to
Southern Italian restaurants.
Go to red sauce Italian, Southern Italian restaurants.
The Northern Italians didn't translate as well when they came here, as far as their food.
Exactly.
It's fine.
Oren Canal from South Florida, in relation to the Brody trying to sell his house, or he did sell his house, but. Yeah, when I bought my house in 2021, I walk in and the dude is standing there with his grandfather or his father-in-law, and you know, this guy, as it is 6 years old, so I can't even imagine how old his father-in-law is. And it was just really awkward because he was sick, and it was like I had to walk through the house. I mean, it was weird, man. And just to continue for that, luckily, when I knew that I was renovating the entire house, so everything is brand new. So I wasn't that worried about seeing them and how, like, it was pretty fucking awkward. But, yeah, man, I hate that shit. When I was looking at houses and if the owner was still, just didn't give a shit and would sit and watch the TV while I was walking around his house. Yeah, that was definitely weird. Sorry, Oren from South Florida again. I wonder if this guy knew it was David Brody's house because he could look it up. And he was like, holy shit, I'm going to go take a shit on David Brody's toilet.
Entirely possible.
I mean, Scary had the same thought with Post Malone. So yeah. I think this guy actually just wanted to see the house, not to buy it. He just wanted to take a shit where David Brody took a shit. I mean, maybe he took a selfie on it. You know, who knows?
You wouldn't put it past him, Brody. I think that's
I don't know what the lore is there. Like what is the lore? Like I'm not a celebrity.
Yeah.
No, the guy came with his wife. No, not this guy. He was just a freak. Just a
Andrew
weirdo.
From upstate. That's a matter of opinion, and opinions are like assholes. Everyone's got one. And you know what? I don't give a fuck what you think.
Oh boy.
Because Brody and Scary. Oh. Find me entertaining, and that's all that matters.
Wow. Well, the slices are beefing again, Brody. Early on.
Yeah, but here's the problem. That was a reference to something from the episode before this one.
Yeah.
And anyone listening may not remember what she's upset about. So if you're going to have beef, you need to start off with like, hey, Mike, you said blah, blah, blah. Let me respond to that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, resetting it. Reset the beef.
Like after the commercials and the song play, you got to... Reset yeah. what you were talking yeah. about before the break.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if I'm sitting in the airline seat for like 2 hours, sometimes I have to get up and reset the beef.
It's not the, no.
Gotta reset it.
No, hit the button.
Brooklyn boys, Fern from Atlanta. Just want to let you know, during one of your commercial breaks here, episode 289, big promotion for joining AARP. You guys have hit it big, hitting the demographic wow. that's going to... ruin our economy and take all our Medicare money. Love what you guys do. Keep up the hard work and talk to y'all soon.
Well, yeah. I love the fact that they decided to throw it. Listen, I'll take your money. Whoever yeah,
it's,
it is.
It's random.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll take the money. We'll take the ad sales. Thank you. We're glad somebody filled the slot.
Hey guys, how you doing? You know, I had to come on here right after this last time because a lot of questions have been coming up about the conjoined twins, and I had one that I wanted to ask, but I totally forgot because I was so busy all week taking care of my little grandkids. But, you know, I'm going to ask this question, and maybe you'll bring it up on the next episode of Brooklyn Boys, but just in case you don't, I'm going to go ahead and ask it. Now, I'm going to ask Scary this because he's got more experience in this field. Scary, do you think that if you were a male conjoined twin, do you think you guys would S your own D on a regular basis? And if you would, how would you go about taking turns? Would one guy do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the other Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday?
Yeah.
What about Sunday? Do you flip a coin or you just take the day off? No S and Ds on Sunday.
Yeah, I would have to say we'd take turns. You know, it's a family affair.
Or do they right, do it more
here's
like
the thing, though.
Yes.
If you have, that's only if you have one D. What if you only have two legs? Then you have to decide if you're both going to throw your legs over your head. There's so many questions.
Or do they do it more like a punching contest? You know, like one guy will S the D first, and then when it's the other guy's turn to S the D, he'll be like, hell okay. no, I ain't doing that crap. But you know what, bro? Thanks a lot. You did a great job, and it felt mighty fine. I don't know. I just thought about that. But let me know. We'll see you later, guys. Take it easy and have a nice day.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. These are the questions that are on the minds of the slices.
Really? Julie from Queens?
No, it's...
I'm Julie from Queens.
I'm sorry, Jody.
Although I do have a friend named Julie who is from Jamie. Queens, but I'm not her. Anyway, so you know what? Just for that, man, the podcast is hosted by David Brody and Scary Jones. That's David Brody and Scary Jones.
Thank you.
I think it'd be funny if you said, like, Steve Jones.
I'm sorry, Janie.
You got his name wrong. I mean, Scary is not his name. I get what you're saying.
As always, Brody with Scary. Tim from Youngstown. Hey, Timothy Martinez from Arizona. No fucking negative responses on the fan page about not doing slice time that you don't like it. We love it. Just for that, you owe fucking David Brody and Scary Jones a fucking steak dinner. Fuck you.
Wow.
Youngstown in the house. Youngstown in the house. Here we go.
I haven't paid my...
Well, I didn't... First of all, I didn't know that people were talking shit behind our back on this...
Come on, that's not what the Brooklyn Boys fan page is for. Positivity, people.
Positive. Put on your positive pants, Timothy Martin Jr.
And if you don't like slice time,
just don't listen. Fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Let's spread the dislikeness.
Yeah.
The hate.
Fucking hate is such a cancer, man.
And cancer is such a hate.
It really is, but I see this on every Facebook page and every thread.
Well, it's YouTube comments. It's anything you put on. There's nothing better, though, than the pizza Facebook page. Oh, the guy put up a pie the other day that was just horrific, and he got shredded for it. That negativity.
Shredded like the cheese that was on it. Like the bagged cheese.
No, it was like, no, much worse. Much worse. Go ahead.
I haven't paid my taxes, child support, alimony, and my doctor's bills in the past 22 years. You should call the Brooklyn Boys Incorporated to go ahead and deal with this problem like I did and tell you to fuck off. You don't deserve to get any help if you don't pay your taxes, you fuck.
Who the hell is he talking to? Who's he addressing on that?
That was the audio we played. I remember we played the audio of the guy saying,
"Oh yes,
I haven't paid my taxes in 8 years.
I haven't paid, right.
Can help him."
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Don't help him.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Scary. you love talking about AI, and I finally figured out why. You want to buy a robot with hands so he can jerk you off when Robin's not around. What the fuck? A robot's going to start squeezing you and massaging you? What if that shit goes haywire? Fuck that.
He's right. I'm going to lend some electronic hand on me.
That's where the technology is going. You've come a long way, Fleshlight.
Brody and Scary, Tamara from upstate New York, weighing in on the conjoined twins situation. What is that game that they play on the morning show where Scary does...
Password.
Into the phone so the person that's trying to win doesn't hear the answer.
Yes, I scream into the phone.
Maybe she makes that noise the whole time while her sister is doing her husband. So she just... And she closes her eyes and makes that noise so she can't hear anything. I don't know. Just a thought. Bye, love you.
I like that.
Well, yeah, but she's still feeling it.
Yeah. I think your dog just felt it.
Yeah, it's one thing if they had two hoo-has and you weren't feeling it, but it's the same hoo-ha.
Brody Scary, Alan here from Florida, listening to the episode about the lottery ticket. Scary, you're full of shit. It's great to say, oh yeah, I buy in every day and forgot to do it today. You want 100 million, still split it with me. But don't tell me that if they bought a lottery ticket and they lost and you forgot to pay, that you're going to walk up to them and be like, hey, I know we didn't win anything today, but here's my fucking money. You're full of shit. Anyways, slice for life. Have a great day, guys.
No, because the tickets have already been bought and that the contest has already been drawn and everyone lost. But maybe I put extra money in for the next one just to even it out.
Yeah, but then there's extra tickets.
So what? If there's extra tickets,
let's say
if it's $10 every time. So maybe if I forget to pay the $10 and they lose, he's trying to say that I don't put... So what I should do is I should put in $20 for the next pot. But I still...
You don't get 20 shares.
Right. I get the share that I normally would get. I think that's fair. That's a compromise.
Right, because you decrease the odds of them winning by your share.
Right.
Now you're increasing the odds. Now here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
What if you're supposed to give $20, right? But you didn't. Everyone else did.
Yeah.
What if that extra 10 tickets... could have been the winning ticket.
But we don't know that. We can't say what we don't know.
You fucked everybody. You owe them all $100 million.
Scary and Brody. Brody and Scary. Scorody. Danny from Connecticut here. As I told you last week, I've been sent by a chap called Jan Mobley to enhance Slice's experience while listening to the Brooklyn Boys podcast. And today, I want to give a nice compliment to Jamie from Queens. The way you talk is so soothing and delightful. And if I were to guess, you probably have an innate feline glamour about your face.
Thank you, Jimmy from Queens.
Did he say she has a, like a cat face?
Yes. I have no idea.
That means
Scary Brody. Brody Scary.
Yo.
Scarody.
Yeah. Brody.
Thani from Connecticut here again.
Yeah.
Brody, I know that you don't like when slices send multiple talkbacks, but you're going to like this one.
That's
because,
scary.
Mate, you are so money that your aura is platinum.
All right.
I'm okay with that.
Appreciate
I'll take that.
Hey, what's going on, Bato Locos? This is Angel from California. Hey, Brody, you know, I didn't know that you knew LD from CA, man. I'm a really big fan of the guy. You know, man, do you think that you can give me clearance, man? Because, you know, I don't really want to approach him without clearance, you know. And if I can get clearance, maybe I can cruise by there in my lowrider and maybe shoot the shit with him for a little while. We can talk about the slice time and the Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He's developing, he's developing a new character. I love it. Wait, hold on. There's two more from... four more in a row from him. Oh, my God.
Oh, and we have a new caller.
Yeah. A new call. Angel from California. Yeah. No relation to any
to
of
anyone
above.
From
hey,
Texas
Brooklyn
or
Boys. This is Nick from Washington State.
Oh, wait. Plot twist. Happened to have come in a minute later, but...
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys. This is Nick from Washington State. Previously a resident of Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. It all makes sense to me now, David Brody. You never spend money on any audio system for your house to do this podcast,
that's
which
right.
you happen to do for several years.
Yep.
Because you've been saving money for a bougie-ass house. So I totally get it why you didn't spend money on audio system. It all makes sense. Stand by for part.
Yeah, let me know if you can get...
Oh, no, they're all mixed together. Hold on.
Is it him? I wanted to respond
Brooklyn
to that guy.
Brooklyn Boys, this is Nick, part
He's
two.
He's still back.
Hey, David Brody, about episode 285, I think you should have some grace. Yeah, my man Skippy Jones forgot, he's missing letter Y in Brooklyn. And yes, he's from Brooklyn. You're from Brooklyn, too. But let me tell you something. I love both of you, but David Brody, Skippy Jones, is not your intern, and you don't work for iHeartRadio. So calm down. Love you, boys.
All right.
I'm confused. What do I need grace about?
Have a little grace. Have a little.
I didn't point out you,
you
made
pointed
the,
out. You pointed out oh, that you made a grammatical made error, the, and the I don't work for you.
You left out a letter in, when you wrote Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yeah. He's defending. He's standing up for his
he's
boy.
He's not my intern. I would never hire Scary as my intern.
He's standing up for his boy, Scary Jones.
That's all right. Somebody needs
all right, me. Hold on. Now here's part two from Angel from California. Or oh, is it?
A new listener.
Or is it?
Yeah, let me know if you can give me clearance, man. I would really appreciate it, man. But, you know, I want to do a little public service announcement and tell all the slices not to be fighting, man. Come on, chill out, buddies. And just get together, man. I want to buy the world the Coke and sing in harmony. Come on, guys. Come on, get together. Don't be fighting, okay? The gang, the fight is over. I love everybody, and have a good day. Vato locos, adios.
Oh, some words of wisdom from Angel from California.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, wait, hold on. This other guy's back again. Wow, they're kind of like taking turns here. The both of them were here during the same minutes.
Mm.
Brooklyn Boys, this is Nick again. Part three. I promise that's the last one. Hey, gentlemen, can you guys do like two separate episodes covering conjoined twins? Because I feel like this topic is so fucking crazy and rich. You guys just not going to have enough time in one episode. So let's do like part one and part two.
Like a conjoined episode.
Like part two will be like if she gets fired and part one is all about, you know, the steamy business.
Right.
I have something to say here.
Yeah.
Nick sounds like he could be a distant cousin of Chad from Omaha.
No.
Yeah. Listen, he rolls his thr. He rolled his thr. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Something there.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I'm hearing something.
Hey, Brody and Scary. Scary and Brody. It's Rivka from Brooklyn.
Brody, I'm following you on TikTok as per your request.
Thank you.
And I was going down a rabbit hole of finding the listeners who leave talkbacks, and I saw Juan Vasquez, and I thought it was funny because it felt like a Love is Blind episode where I was like finding out what someone looks like after hearing them for so long. So that was funny. Anyway, follow Brody on TikTok, y'all. Love you guys.
What about me? At Scary Jones.
Yes, you should follow me on TikTok also.
Follow Scary Jones on TikTok. What's up with that?
S-K-E-E-R-Y Jones.
They know how to spell my name.
12. By the way, I'm now up to 300 and a few.
All right.
Now, that either means that the tens of thousands of people listening to this podcast aren't on TikTok, or they have not been motivated yet to.
Hey, while you're at it, follow me on Instagram, at Scary Jones. I could use the followers.
Oh, you have 150,000 followers. You don't need any more. Relax. Follow me. I only have like 45,000.
Brooklyn boys, DJ here from South Jersey. I just listened to my talkback, and Brody, you said I must have never listened or watched Moon Knight because I said Cowboy Trucker has too many personas. I did watch Moon Knight, loved Moon Knight, and it's my favorite Disney Plus series other than probably Loki. Season 2 Loki, the ending, absolutely crazy, man. What
crazy.
Do you think?
That was low.
Loved Loki.
Very low. He was very low key.
He was low key. By the way, if you ever wonder what my opinions are on Marvel shows, I do a Marvel podcast, which I tweet about all the time whenever there's a Marvel show. Right now, I'm doing a weekly live video podcast on Friday for the for X-Men 97 on Disney Plus, mm-hmm. along with four or five other dorks like me. But whenever there's a Star Wars or a Marvel project, we do a podcast.
Nice.
So check that out. I tweet about
episode
it all the time.
290. You slick bastard. Around minute 30:56. You slipped in another one, you son of a bitch.
I don't know what he's talking about. All right, moving on.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about because I missed it. And three or four people DM me about it. I'm not going to say who you slipped in, but I missed one.
It plays in order. That last one should be me about hitting the jingle.
Right.
DJ here from South Jersey.
We know that.
On another note, I take way too much pride in my hair as a male because I have long, thick, curly hair. So I do use expensive shampoo and conditioner that my salonist recommends to me so I don't get dried out or, you know, and it elongates my curls and things like that.
Brooklyn boys.
Okay.
Michael from Sullivan County, New York. It's been a while. Hey, Scary, what the fuck are you talking about not using your phone in the bathroom? What year are you living in? You live on Instagram. Right. Anyway, Brody, I'm with you. He's full of shit. And given all this etiquette about the bathroom, please. The bathroom is the new phone booth of 2024. So, Scary can suck it. Slice for life.
By the way, that gentleman from Sullivan County sounds like he's tribe.
Hmm. Brooklyn boys, Michael again, part two. Hey, Scary, I'm with you on this, Brody. You need to really look into it. The FDA is full of shit. They're not really there for our interests. They're there for how to make money. The government is a big... Listen, this is not Joe Rogan. This is not no conspiracy.
Thank you. Thank you.
There is some corrupt shit. Simple as that. Brody, Scary is right. They do not look out for your best interests.
They don't.
Look at Hot Dog, man.
They accept so much crushed bugs in there. Oh, that's acceptable. You can do that. So anyway, love the podcast, guys. No big issues there. Scary, I'm with you, man. Brody, it's fine. I'm always with you. You're always right. So keep up the good work, guys.
All right, Michael. I'll let you slide this time because you do agree with me most of the time.
Brody and Scary, Dylan from Iowa here. I'm going back through the podcast once again, and I think I'm on number 11, the episode of Fat Jewish. You guys should really get him back in. He, you know, when he was there, he said he wanted to. All the slices want him back. Let's make it happen.
All right.
Slice for life. Keep going.
We know somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah.
We'll ask. We'll put the ask out there.
Is he still doing his thing?
I think so. He's been low key lately.
He's quite the Instagram persona he used to be.
Vinny from Brooklyn here. Scary Brody, Brody Scary.
Oh.
Just got to say, a macaroni pipe? I hope you were pulling his leg because it's a P-trap. I never heard a macaroni pipe. That's pretty freaking funny, guys.
Like an elbow macaroni. It's the shape of an elbow macaroni.
Listen, if you think something I said made no sense and it was pretty funny, then yes, I was not being serious.
Hey, guys. Jose Hernandez from Puerto Rico.
I just gotta say that Des from CT has an amazing voice. Love her voice. Very sexy. I just could hear her talk all day.
Oh.
Really.
You know what that translates to.
Nice.
Des, you know what he's doing to your voice.
Well, Des, I'm sure Des left us some talkbacks. She was a big fan of the drawings I put on her shirt, by the way.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, it's Benny again from Brooklyn. Just want to say, I got to agree with Scary on all that health shit with the foods and the dyes and the syrups. Red dye 40 and yellow dye is so bad for you. It's been linked to so many bad things, especially in development and children. Outlawed in most countries.
Yep.
Don't tell me because the American FDA, it's, you know, it's good.
No, they're on the take. Like I said in the last episode, that Brody doesn't believe me.
Vinny again. Don't tell me because the American FDA says so. I don't believe a single thing. Recently, they tried to tell us that the food pyramid we grew up with wasn't good. And that eating cereal, like sugary cereals and stuff, is actually healthier for you than eating a steak. I'm sorry. But everything they tell us, believe the opposite.
Yep.
Have a good one, boys.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Well spoken. Well said. Well put. Thank you.
Sorry, Scary and Brody, for doing this again. It's Vinny from Brooklyn, but listening to this about the private planes, Brody, you're out of your mind when you think that you can compare a sports team that's 50, 60, 70 people on a plane to Taylor Swift, who's one artist. And it's the fact that she does things like fly back from Japan for her boyfriend's Super Bowl and then back to Japan overnight. That's the kind of unnecessary shit. I understand flying for her tour, but the...
Once again, Vinny, got a point.
Play the jingle, bitch. She snuck one right by you, Brody. You didn't even notice. You were caught up in the conversation about the oils. She was got you one right by you about fuck. Dr. Fatass or whatever the hell his name is. Dr. Fat Dick. I don't know.
Brody was busy listening to the sound of his own voice. He didn't even notice it.
It's a sexy voice. I can't
help
myself. Hey,
Brooklyn boys. Brody Scary. Scary Brody. This is Louis from the greater Atlanta area. Definitely not from the shittier Atlanta area, or what we probably call it now, Shatlanta.
Shatlanta!
So, another episode in the books without the jingles. When you bring home the old jingle, Scary.
Right.
I do have an idea, though. So there's going to be like multiple talkbacks. So I'm going to apologize in advance if I completely butcher this and it becomes a total train wreck.
Spend all your time waiting.
Hi, this is AI Michael Oppenheimer with the Brooklyn Boys Jingle Rescue Fund. Are you missing the old jingles? They are trapped in the depths of the main studio, and Scary Jones is too lazy to bring them home. But you can make a difference by donating to the Brooklyn Boys Jingle Rescue Fund.
He's got that Rod Serling Twilight Zone delivery. He's still going.
For a little donation of $1.06, you can sponsor and help rescue one of the lost jingles. Call 218-382-2377 to donate today. That's 218-FU-877, which, by the way, is the same amount of money that Scary spent on his bougie-ass sound system. So he needs your help.
What was that, Brody? You have a theory here?
He sounds a lot like Angel from California.
Huh, does he?
Also a little bit like the guy from Omaha.
Yeah, Chad from Omaha. Yeah, you see?
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Ilya Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't even think we're halfway through because I still got pages on pages of talk
stacks
back.
On stacks?
Yeah, we got to keep plowing through these.
By the way,
What?
I'm just going to say, I was reminded that one of the female singers in that jingle,
The Febreze jingle that we just played?
Pink. Used to sing with Pink. The Brooklyn Boys podcast. We will be right back. She was in. She was a backup singer for Pink.
Wow. That must have been a failed career. she's singing.
That's not nice.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I mean, now she's singing Febreze jingle for us.
Side. All my jingle singers from when I had the company.
Oh, like side hustle.
Professional. Yeah, side hustle.
Okay.
In fact, that singer in 1998, a long time ago, 99, was the singer on my Hit Me Baby One More Time parody when people thought Britney Spears had breast implants, the Make My Boobies One More Size epic parody.
Epic.
That went viral. It was one of the first viral parodies. And then people put a video. They made a video of it. So
nice.
There you go.
Well, I hope she's doing well.
Sorry. She is doing well. Thanks.
Orin Knuff of South Florida. My aunt has a PhD in biology. She taught at a Rochester community college for over 30 years, biology, mainly nutrition. And she says Diet Coke One is fine. That whole aspartame thing is totally bullshit. I actually hate Diet Coke, but that's only because of the flavor. I'll continue in the next one.
Okay.
Just to continue, she also says mainly about the high corn fructose syrup, because I actually also used to think it was super bad for you. She says pure cane sugar and high corn fructose syrup at the end of the day, once it's processed through your body, ends up as glucose or something.
They're both bad for you.
And she says it's exactly the same shit. They're just as bad for you. One is turns into fat just like the other one. It's all the same. Too much is just bad for you of anything. So Orin comes out of Florida. Also, if you guys want, I can actually get her on a talkback, and she can explain it a little bit more. I know people hate long talkbacks. I can ask her if she can do a 30-second, concise summary of it. She'll be more than happy to do it. She loves teaching, obviously. So let me know, and I'll have her explain to the slices, everything about. She understands all the chemistry behind it.
Okay. I'd like to hear some of that.
Well, according to Scary's thought, then she definitely doesn't work for the FDA.
What? No, I just think that, you know, I was heard that high fructose corn syrup is a lot worse for you than just pure cane sugar, because your body recognizes that and it doesn't recognize high fructose corn syrup. But I'm willing to hear and hear what people have to say. I want to hear. The floor is yours.
Hey, Brody and Scary. It's Kelly from Long Island, listening to episode 290, where Brody is arguing about how much Scary actually pays for his shampoo. To be honest, as a female, I take good care of my hair, and I pay at least $28 per bottle that I buy shampoo and conditioner at $28 each. So, yeah, it's to take care of your hair. You're not getting any bad chemicals in your shampoo.
Thank you.
And also on the point of, you know, not to have any bad chemicals in your shampoo, is certain shampoos that are cheaper kind of strip your organic oils that you already produce in your hair out of your, strips it out of your hair, and you want that to stay in your hair and paying a little bit more.
Orange from South.
Yep. Oh, okay. So there you go.
But I have a feeling she has long, beautiful hair.
Right. Brody pays $1.99 for a shampoo, and look at his hair.
It's at least $2.49. And that's a pump.
Orange from South Florida again. Yeah, I agree with Brody. I was in Amsterdam when I was 15, and me and my family went to the Anne Frank house, and it hits hard. I'm Jewish, and I mean, it was hard. Even at 15, it was really hard to swallow. Definitely, if you can get in Scary, you definitely need to try. It's something that it'll stick with you forever.
I'm working on honestly. It. I'm working on it.
I got to take a break here real quick. I'm going to bring it up again on the Brooklyn Boys, but I want to bring it up now. Scary, what you said that was a historic house, right?
Right.
Historical house, rather.
Yes.
And it was historical because it was built when, Scary? When was the house?
No, it was because the cultural significance of what happened in the house.
And when did that happen?
In the 1940s.
Okay, because you said the house was famous from the 1800s.
Well, I believe it was built in the 1800s, but it was. No, or like 1940s is when
there was some confusion.
That's what made it famous.
Correct.
Wasn't it a Hitler Nazi thing where they
kidnapped, whole Hitler Nazi thing.
She was hiding. Yeah. No, she was hiding from the Nazis.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Right. And but people thought you meant that happened in the 1800s.
No. The house was built in the 1800s. If you heard it that way, that's.
By the way, if the house was built in the 1800s, that's not really the story. Just so we're on the same page.
But it's from it's from the 1800s. Right. The house.
Right. People aren't going there because of the architecture.
No. They're going there because of what happened in the 1940s.
By the way, the house was probably on a street full of houses like that.
Yeah.
But now it's located right near a canal, and there's office buildings next to it.
Uh-huh.
It's weirdly placed because they built the city around it.
Yeah.
So it's sort of out of place. You would be like, if you're looking for a street with houses, it's just this house, and they kind of stuck a museum on the side of it.
Wow.
Definitely worth going.
Scary, you also need to do the Heineken Factory.
Heineken Factory.
I'm sure your boys booked it or looked into it. I was 15, and they gave me a token even though drinking age was 16. I got two tokens, and I got fairly wasted to the point where my parents took me back to the hotel room. I fell asleep, and my dad just stayed with me until my mom and sister went out. So. But it was awesome. Like, it was a cool experience.
He's talking about my trip to Amsterdam. And funny you say that, buddy. I just texted my friends today on the group chat about the Heineken tour because I hear good things. And everyone's like, I'm neutral on that, Scary. Whatever you want to do. So I may just take the lead and buy the tickets for us because I hear from several people, it's a damn good time.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, this tall black T white, which is ironic, not coincidental. I'm a few episodes behind trying to get caught up, but as a member of the black community, we need more spruce. I need like monthly spruce episodes.
Yes.
Brody, also, you haven't talked about it yet, but I assume you're talking about Ja Rule duets. Glad you're finally getting your credit, bro. All
right.
Well, I'm giving myself the credit. I'm not actually getting the credit.
Yeah.
By the way, T white, thank you for following me on TikTok. I noticed it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Scary Brody, Alan here from Florida. Was listening to your recent episode. You guys were talking about pipe and plumbing, and Scary Brody tried to make you feel like an idiot because you didn't know what macaroni pipe is, but hate to say it, hit the fucking jingle. Brody is wrong. It's called elbow pipe. Hope this doesn't bite me in the ass. Maybe there is something called macaroni pipe, but pretty sure he was referring to elbow pipe.
Yeah.
Anyway, slice for life. Have a great day, guys.
As in elbow macaroni. He got the two words mixed up, and he used macaroni instead of elbow. That's what happened.
Hold on. Hold on. It slaps you in the face because it's a joke.
Oh.
I obviously know it's not macaroni pipe. That's, I lied to him. And he went, good to know.
All right.
Cowboy Trucker here with a public service announcement for all the slashes. I know you're tired of hearing public service announcements, but you know me, I don't give a shit. So sit back and listen to what I've got to say. It's come to my attention that a large number of slashes, which are great people, by the way, don't like Slash Time and absolutely forbid to participate or even listen to. It may be that they just don't like it and they think it's beneath them. They don't have the time, or they're just all around hateful people. Whatever the reason may be, I'm here to tell you that I'm more than sure that Brody and Scary still love and appreciate you. So don't be afraid to press the little microphone symbol on the lower right-hand side of your phone screen and send the talk back or two, maybe even 12. And remember to tell all your friends you could be on, and your name doesn't even have to be Juan. Support Brody and Scary and make all their podcast dreams and success come true. It's all up to us, lasses. Maybe they can bring home the trophy next year. And to quote my friend from upstate New York, Mr. Andrew, Jesus loves you. Adios, lasses.
Where'd he get that 90s fucking music from?
That was great. By the way, that sounded nothing like the guy who played Arms of an Angel as a public service announcement to get the jingles back. They sounded nothing alike.
Hey, it's Elijah from Findlay, Ohio. I just got my signed Scary Jones and David Brody.
T-shirt.
And nice. I want to say thank you guys for throwing in the bonus stickers. It is much appreciated. Did not consider that I can't wear this shirt, because if I ruin it, then it ruins the shirt alongside the signature. So I guess I will just have to buy another one. Thank you, guys.
You may have to buy another one. I like that.
Another one.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
By the way, DJ Khaled making some news the past couple of weeks.
Okay.
Did you see the DJ Khaled news?
No, I didn't.
Apparently, he does not go below the belt with the ladies.
Oh. Neither did Big Pun in the song Big Punisher.
Yeah.
Because he talks about not going down on women in that song.
Do you remember the parody I did of that song?
Big Nourisher.
Look at you, remember 20 years ago.
And he died because he had a heart attack because he was so big. Yeah. Poor guy. Rest in peace.
But I wrote the song before he died.
Yeah. Oh, wait, maybe he does go down. I forgot.
I think Big Pun does what he's got to do.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm wrong.
What he had to do.
I got to look at the lyrics again. Maybe I'm off.
Scary Brody, shit from Union City. I wanted to talk about them twins. I mean, who doesn't have questions? We all have questions. What really takes me out is the fact that they're willing to answer these questions freely. I'm not knocking, I ain't putting out the universe, but I'm like, yo, if you want to know the 411 about everything, a network show deal, make some money off of this, if you really want to put your business out there, I'm saying.
I don't think they do.
Che Union City Part 2. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
a lot of fucking questions. And I think the majority of the masses are, first off, like, hey, good on you, congratulations, God bless. Live your truth, live your life and be happy. But when it gets to the nitty gritty, it's like, yo, how the fuck do things transpire? How does this all fold out? If one's tired during sex, does the other one say, all right, I'll sub in? How the fuck does this work? Here, bro, this is Shay. This is my last one. Here's the flip shit of it. In truth, this is nobody's business. However they decide to conduct themselves right. and live their life and in the bedroom and everything like this, nobody's business. But we if it was all, a documentary, it's just so many questions.
Yeah. You'd watch
and
it.
If they really wanted to make some money, they need to work out some kind of network deal and get this shit going because inquiring minds want to know.
Thanks. And Danielle from our big show didn't want to do the story when you know about the first dance and all that that just came up and went viral recently. And I'm like, why? She goes, it's none of our business. I'm like, hey, guess what?
They
posted it and they lived their life in the public. They went on Oprah. They had a series on TLC, for Christ's sake. Abby and Brittany for several seasons. Brittany and Abby. I'm sorry, Abby and Brittany. Oh, wait a second. I see what you did there. Abby and Brittany. Brittany and Abby.
This is Juan Valdez. As always, it's Brittany and Abby.
Abby and Brittany. Abby, and then the son, the head from the side goes, Brittany and Abby. Abby and Brittany. No, it's Abby and Brittany. Brittany and Abby. Anyway, so for those reasons, it's fucking fair game. And we should talk about it because they are in public and they wanted to be in public. They chose it that way because otherwise they'd just be living their life like other conjoined twins that we have no knowledge of.
Danielle didn't do the story? No, we didn't talk about it at all?
No, we did not. We avoided it completely. I wanted to talk about it. I was up for it.
Come to the Brooklyn Boys podcast for all your conjoined twin stories then.
We got to do a follow-up, I'm thinking.
Although you really should listen to the Elliot in the Morning episode as well on iHeartRadio, where he talked about it because he brought up some questions we didn't think about.
But and it's not crass. It's not like, it's not always a going.
Well, some of it was crass, but listen, it makes your mind almost hurt thinking of all the things you can't comprehend what's going on. There's a need to know. I need to know.
Same.
I have questions.
Same.
Doesn't mean I deserve an answer, but right. I still have questions.
I know, but all right.
Hey, Brody. This is somebody from somewhere over here. I followed you all on TikTok, Brody Scary Brooklyn Boys. I want to ask Scary about when he said Juan is not the trucker because he met him. That's not enough of a reason. You know, a lot of different voices in The Simpsons and Family Guy are done by the same people. Mm-hmm. So someone could do very different voices. So if you do know, how do you really know?
I get the vibe he's not. Juan Valdez is not the trucker.
No. He also doesn't have the same inflection.
Hey, Brody, part two. You mentioned open houses, something about looking in medicine cabinets. I heard a little bit of Matthew Perry's book. And it was interesting. Yeah. He would schedule open houses all day to go through people's medicine cabinets to try to find drugs so he could take enough drugs because what he was being prescribed wasn't enough. So it was really interesting. Good book. Good read if you have time.
Hey, guys.
Hold on.
It's sad.
For the record, because of the Matthew Perry book, it reminded me to make sure I hid all any prescription medication I had in the house. Even like old stuff. I just was like, I went through everything because there are people who do that shit.
Hey guys, Jose Hernandez from Puerto Rico. First of all, people are fat because they eat too much and do zero exercise. So if you exercise more and eat less, you won't be obese or fat. And secondly, Brody, not everything that is killing people gets banned. Look at cigarettes.
He's got a point.
Yeah, but there's at least a warning on the package.
Just saying.
But you know what?
There's too much money involved. Otherwise, cigarettes would have been gone a long time ago from here. Well, they're way too powerful.
Brody, but you can now sue them, right. So there's something.
All right, well.
Brody and Scary. How you doing? This is Fernando from Woodbridge. I think the FCC is on the take for letting Scary on the air.
Okay, thanks.
Good morning. This is Chad from Omaha. And it's always going to be Brody with Scary.
Sure, Chad.
You know, all right, Chad. I don't really have anything to talk about this week, but I just wanted to come on here and give a great big big shout out to all the slices and let them know that it's always going to be unless we get those apologies. So get with it, Bucko, or it's always going to be
okay. Goodbye.
Thanks, Brody and Scary. Hey, as funny as it is, making fun of Scary, you know, for being unhealthy and then healthy, unhealthy. I gotta say, Scary, I am proud of you. You know, anything is better than nothing. So
thank you.
Even a little bit of healthy is better than no healthy. As
true.
Someone that struggled with many types of addiction and weight as well, every little step counts. Keep it up, Scary. And Brody, keep giving him shit, though. It's fun.
Was that his pacemaker going off there?
I was just thinking that was his heart monitor.
You're right there, buddy. Sounded like a flat line at the end.
Whoa. Hold on a second, Scary Jones. How are you going to say you're in a second quarter Scary now? Don't you have that fancy, bougie, luxurious gym doing some personal training sessions with you?
Yeah.
No, sir. Don't be doing that shit with the second or third quarter. Hell nah.
What are you trying to say?
These people are investing thousands of dollars in your training. Good luck, sir. Hey, Brooklyn boys, this is Nick again from Washington State, previously resident of Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. And this message is for David Brody. David
Hello.
Brody, I love you.
Thank you.
But, hey, people got to make money, so let's go. Dr. Fat Loss, Floman Shield, and whatever fucking diapers or nicotine suppressor Scary Johnson's promoting. Love both of you. Holy shit, Brooklyn boys. Get ready. This is going to be fucking part two or part three. I don't give a shit. Gentlemen, both of you are actually correct. Now, David Brody, I understand you have a time urgency issue. I don't know if you take medicine for that or not. But I get it. You're not trying to be there all fucking day. I get it. But you're making money from this shit. Nobody, this is not free, okay? So why don't you just take your time next time?
What are you talking about? The house? I failed to... Well, hold on, he's part two.
All right, part two about your packaging fiasco. Yeah, David Brody, this is important, man. And yes, thank you so much for spelling and proper writing and shit like that. But Scary Jones, he's right too, you know? You want this shit to be nice and nicely packaged and looking good.
Oh,
geez. You know, economy stuff. People are spending their own hard-earned money on this product, on this merchandise.
Yes.
So have pride. Have some ownership to it.
Yes.
Part
three coming up.
Part three, final. Yeah, have ownership of that shit, man. And also, I feel like you guys are like two guys packing the cocaine in Colombia. One guy has plastic gloves and has extra tape to be gentle and careful. And David Brody has that commercial grade scale, like big ass fucking scale with a big spoon just shoving that shit trying to get over that. I love both of you. I do. I hope next time the process will be smoother.
Right. And thank you to the slices who sidebarred me and DM'd me saying, hey, it must have been you that packed my shirt because I see it was nicely, neatly folded and stuff.
Oh, listen, yeah. All the shirts remain folded. We didn't unfold any shirts. He didn't fold any shirts.
No, but I
can refold the
shirts.
The
way I put it back in the bag was so nice. The way the bag was sealed... It was even.
Yeah, the UPS.
Packaging.
Label was perfectly straight on Skiri's. Get the shirts all
Brooklyn
arrived.
Brooklyn boys, Geo, Rockland County here. Brody, episode 290, you're talking about leaving the plastic on your dishwasher. I do construction. Let me tell you, when that plastic stays on for too long, it bakes on, and then when it frails in one little piece and you start to peel it, you're going to be peeling for a fucking month. Uh-huh. Take it off, brother. Take it off. Peace.
Take it off.
He's got a valid point. Hey. I sold my house. Let the next guy do it.
Oh, but he's wow. Right. You're a douche.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brody and Scary, Tamara from upstate New York, Binghamton. I have to weigh in on this whole not using your phone while you're on the toilet thing. Who the fuck doesn't scroll on their phone while they're on the toilet?
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll fully admit I do that when I'm on the toilet. I can't not do it. And also, Scary's attached to his phone. I'm very surprised by this news. Also, have you ever touched cash and then touched your phone?
Yeah.
You know, cash is like the dirtiest thing in the world. Tamara from Binghamton, continuing. So, I don't get it, Scary. No. Yet again, I'm with Brody on this. I usually side with Brody, so I'm not surprised.
Thank you. Bless
I don't know.
Heart.
I love you both regardless, or what about a gas pump? Do you ever pump gas and then touch your phone? I bet you do.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. I'm just saying. Anyways, like I said, love you both. Sorry this had to be two parts. Bye.
That's usually the time that I put my phone on my charger because it's always on 2%. Let my phone have a little bit of breathing time for its own, on its own.
You charge it with a long cable and you charge it in the bathroom.
I don't know. Listen. I'm not trying to
open your mail.
I'm not trying to
you
throw
open
shit.
Your mail on the toilet.
I'm not trying to throw shade at people who use their phone in the bathroom,
you just check your dirty mail on the toilet. Makes no sense.
Have I brought my phone into my bathroom before? Yes. But I don't. Sometimes, a lot more times than not, I forget it or I just somewhere else.
You've never taken your tablet in there?
I don't have a tablet.
Oh, you don't have
it? I don't own an iPad. No.
Hey, this is Katie from Cleveland. Brody, I am sorry, but you are so incredibly wrong about the whole FDA health stuff. Yes, it is the high fructose corn syrup and processed foods in this country that are making Americans obese. I'm in a medical program right now, and we are learning the intricacies, the biochemistry, and everything that's going on with this. And I lived overseas for many years before coming home, and it's incredible how sick Americans are. Katie from Cleveland again, and yes, according to the products, anything you put on your body is going to get absorbed into it. So Scary's on the right track. I used to use Giovanni's, I've used Jason's, now I use Avalon Organics because it's actually much better because there are some toxic chemicals in
Giovanni's.
No!
And maybe in Jason's,
no!
too. You can go to EWG.org and plug in any food or product and see what kind of toxins are in them.
I use both of those. Those are my Giovanni's and my Jason's. Are you saying I'm still poisoning my body?
By the way.
She's got another one.
Let's recap the calls there.
She's got another one.
FDA.
Yep.
Not great, yet we trust the EWG. Same organization. I mean, it's the same government, same type of people go to work every day. How do we know the EWG or whatever isn't on the take? Or you don't know.
We don't know. Well, I don't know. Who is the EWG?
Right, the entire company.
Google
these
that.
People that work for like and small government salaries, all on the take.
And Brody, or this is Katie from Cleveland again. And Brody, yes, a lot of the FDA is in bed with Big Pharma. Read the book Food Fix by Dr. Mark Hyman. He actually brings together how our whole food, health, and medical industry are kind of all tied together and kind of who's in bed with who and why Americans are so unhealthy.
Thank you, Katie from Cleveland.
His name is Hyman, though. How come you trust the guy his last name is Hyman?
Well.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. This is Brandon from Atlanta. Just wanted to comment on the ESPN Plus, how you called in to try and get your subscription refunded. Just wanted to say as a tip, always ask for the retention department when you call in, because the first person you talk to is just customer service. They can't even tell you that they have the ability to refund, but they almost never can. But if you get over to a retention person, they typically have like a cap, like up to $100 that they can credit you back for. Give that a shot next time.
All right, the retention department. That's who I'm asking for every time.
Mm-hmm.
When you call here,
well,
you
Cheesecake get, Factory's retention.
You get department. The anal retention department.
Okay, to the caller who wanted Brody and Scary to debate iPhone or Android, stop cursing in front of your baby. Slice on, slice on. Scary, that's brilliant. Please, please, please become best friends with one of Brody's neighbors and just be at the pool one day when Brody arrives and there you are hanging out.
I would love that. Oh, you wait. I'm going to go knocking on doors.
Oh, this is so disgusting. My roommate was just making a Nutella smoothie, and I saw that someone's on the floor, so I went to pick it up for her. And, you know, nobody wants to waste Nutella. So I licked it, and it was feces. It was feces. We live with a lot of dogs and cats. Reggie here, of course.
Of course, Reggie, with the filthiest, most disgusting, gross-out joke of the week. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys. It's Tara from Staten Island. Brody and Scary, always. Brody, I followed you on TikTok, and I just wanted you to know that there's someone with a name, David_Brody, that is using your same picture. So I think they're trying to pretend to be you.
Uh-oh.
No, that's me.
Oh, okay. All right. That was a mistake.
That's me. I registered the name because that's my name, my original name on Twitter, and it's still my name on Twitch, and I can't get into the account.
Hey, Brody, Scary. Fuck, it's Maddie from Brooklyn and the Bronx. Scary, when you go to Amsterdam, you should see the Van Gogh Museum, the flower market, and definitely, if you want to venture out, take a look at the Hague, the International Tribunal. It's really quite beautiful, and you could take a tour. Ooh. I couldn't see Anne Frank either. Didn't have tickets. I don't have a guy. And Brody's right. Stroop waffles, fucking delicious.
Gotta have the stroop.
All right. Well, I got 2 out of 3. Ain't bad. The third one, the Hague. All right. It's on the list now. Thank you.
Brooklyn boys. I'm usually Brody and Scary. But Brody, list the Scary on that FDA thing. Don't just go with FDA, Brody. Do your research, man. Do your research, bro. Jamaican Rasta Bacon, Sarasota, Florida. Brody, FDA approved dead baby fetus in like chips. Like regular fucking chips we eat.
Come on, that's not
And because nobody do research, it's okay. I'm with Scary on this one, Brody. Do your research, man. Come on. Whatever chemicals you can cut out to your diet
that part's
or
accurate.
Your everyday use, go for it.
100%.
It's good. And from Sarasota, Florida, back again. Brody, you're pissing me the fuck off. Brody, listen to Scary. It's true. a guy that came from a third world country that grew up on herbs. Brody, the FDA don't mean no good for none of us, bruh. Scary. I can't believe I'm saying scary. I'm with you, scary. 100,000%, bruh. Brody, shut up and listen.
Let me finish your sentence. There you go.
Hey, Broken Boys, we talk about this. So, fighting among the slices. You suck. You live too many talkbacks. Facebook group seems not to like it. I like it. I enjoy a good fight. Maybe it's because I'm from Jersey. But slices. You have to end it with, you, fuck you, you. And then say slice for life. Because we are all the slices. All right? Part of one pie.
Thank you.
Like thank Pima Cotton.
Thank you, Juan Valdez.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, people, Juan Valdez. Oh, and always, Brody is scary. So, Brody, back to your issue with the pizza fiasco. Yeah, that guy is not really that good on that store. Maybe the one in New York is better, but in Hoboken, that one's, it's just okay. Should have, you know, hiked the mile for Tony Pepperoni. That's some good pizza. Fuck Autostrada. Bushy as shit. And you get Benny Tudino's, you get Benny Tudino's. It's the charm of it. Nah. Hey, Broken Boys, boy, how about this? And it's always burning scary. Scary, what are you talking about? Big Pharma and the FDA being bought. My guy, you are being bought. You are paid sponsors. They're paying you to say, oh, fruit sugar corn syrup is bad. Oh, this other thing is bad. Oh, red A and yellow 5 is bad. And now it's parabens. My guy, we don't give a flying fuck. If it's fast food we want, that's what we eat. I don't care about your parabens.
Hey.
Okay. I'm just going to let that one stay right there. But go ahead. Yes, Brody.
Scary. Do we trust the American Council of Science and Health?
I don't know, Brody. This isn't the Brooklyn Boys. This is Slice Time. We got to finish these. I got three more of these left.
I just want to say... I did my research.
Okay, you want to, we can...
Doctor, I want to reference something that was just referenced.
Go ahead.
Dr. Mark Hyman, many credible websites do not take what he says seriously.
Maybe they're the ones being bought and paid for.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, B-Boys. This is Larry Longnuts from Pittsburgh, PA. Giving you guys a call.
Mr. Longnuts.
Went to BJ's. This past weekend, wholesale place, not blowjobs.
Love a wholesale
and,
BJ.
And saw some deodorant that was deodorant / antiperspirant.
Uh huh.
So I think if I recall correctly from the last conversation, not sure if that is a good thing or a bad thing.
Depends on what's in it.
Antiperspirant tends to be deodorant.
Yeah. I would personally stay away from it because it says antiperspirant and there's. Nothing. There are no good antiperspirants, unfortunately. But that is. Again, don't quote me on it. That I haven't found one. I personally haven't found one. So, I would imagine
walk around with pit stains.
We'd have to see what's in it.
Hey, B boys, Larry Longnuts here again. not sure where if deodorant / antiperspirant is okay or antiperspirant's just that's the only one that's bad or. What happens if you combine the two? Is it like the best of both worlds? Love you.
I would look that up on reputable medical sites. Don't ask us.
Scary. You think if we want fast food, we're going to be like, I want White Castle. I wonder if my beef was grass-fed. I wonder if my onions are organic. No. Hey, my guy, did you bought all this food at Whole Foods? Or should I go to Taco Bell and say, this queso is delicious. Was it naturally sourced from homegrown cows living next door to avoid anything? No, it's fast food. It's shit. We eat it and we like it.
Right. And you get what you pay for and you get, if that's where you're going, fine. I like myself some good fast food as well, but I know what's in it. I'm not saying, there's like two or three different points at this point, but the point is just be aware of what's in things, all right? I don't think fast food, they claim to be, grass-fed and organic.
You're not going to the drive-thru expecting organic.
Exactly.
Right. The name tells you what you're getting.
Right.
Food fast.
Fast.
It's not healthy food. Let's go to the healthy food drive-in.
Right. All right. Just limit your exposure to it. That's all. I mean, listen, I've stopped at the drive-thru at said fast food place.
Your car goes there automatically.
I have to steer in the other direction so that's I don't right. end up there.
It pulls towards the drive-thru.
I love a good White Castle. I mean, yeah.
You love a bad White Castle.
But dude, you know, sometimes you crave that stuff. I mean, should it be part of my daily regimen of, you know, my meals? No. Every day? No. Once in a while? Okay. All right, last one.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, you boy home with this. As always, Brody Scary.
We're leaving off on this?
So let's end it in a positive note. Scary Jones, I hope Chick-fil-A takes you as their next sponsor to push in the hormone chicken-infused extravaganza. And let's say what you said to us. Until then, Scary Jones, can you please bring the jingles back? Oh, bring the jingles back.
He missed my point completely. Could somebody just fill Juan Valdez in?
He also missed the chorus of the music. He was doing Ladies Night at the verse part. Like
A for effort, though. Yeah. Thank you.
Brooklyn boys. This is how you do a parody, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, listen, leave a talk back, and don't get your medical advice from Brody and Skip.
Getting Sliced Reactions. This podcast all depends on you. Baby.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.